CP, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. We are starting the report off talking about news of WNMU's president getting a raise and extension on his contract. What can you share?
So the WNMU Board of Regents approved to change their president's contract, Joseph Shepherd, from 2021 to 2024. That's a three-year extension. And he also received a raise. And the reason why the Regents wanted to increase his pay is because the Western increased all state workers' salary by 4% there at the university. And so Shepherd, who actually declined to have his salary increased, instead the Board of Regents wanted to do the same for the president, just like the other staff members. And another change in his contract is adding sabbatical leave for 3 months. And he also will have to follow an evaluation form of that's based on the WNMU strategic plan. And if he does well on that form, then he gets a bonus as well.
Okay, now we're moving on. We have news in the local school board election with some candidates. What can you tell us?
Right, so this November is the election for across the state, and we have one here in Grant County, one position that's open, and that's the Silver Consolidated Schools Board of Education in District 5. And there was two write-in candidates that filed on September 3rd, Tasha and Clay Donaldson. They are actually a married couple and live in Cliff. And so I asked Tasha why both of them filed, and they basically said that she said that she didn't understand how filing was processed. So there's just some confusion as to filing. So technically, though, Tasha and Clay Donaldson can be voted in into one of the school board district. And with the two filing, that brings a total to five. The other total to four, the other two are Mike McMillan, who is the current school board, who is currently on the school board, and also Ricky Villalobos, who is a former Silver police officer.
Okay, CP, thanks for the update. We're now going to go to reporter Jeffrey Plant with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Jeff, you have some news about some folks having concerns about target practice happening on the edge of the Gila National Forest. What can you tell us?
So Bear Mountain Road is a road that leads out of Silver City to the north into Grant County and then into the forest, Gila National Forest. And along that road up to the edge of the forest, there are houses. It's a community. In fact, that is where the Bear Mountain Lodge is, a resort and place for hikers to stay near the woods. And neighbors out there have complained to their county commissioners that they are having real problems with people doing target practice in the woods near their home. Multiple neighbors also complained that these shooters are not cleaning up their shell casings. And I went out there to take a look, and there are areas where there are thousands of shell casings. And that's in addition to glass, broken glass from people shooting bottles and cans and any number of other objects. It is a mess out there, and residents just aren't sure what to do. This has been going on for decades, and over the past 10 years, at least one neighbor has just given up on calling for the sheriff to come out. The sheriff basically says they don't have jurisdiction on forest land. The Forest Service, you know, just says, well, we have rules about that. It is legal. Some people might be surprised to learn to do target practice in the Gila National Forest. There are some mild regulations on that, but basically folks are bending the rules only slightly when they're shooting targets close to residents' homes up there. So it's noisy. People hear bullets whizzing by, and it's probably not a great invitation to the Continental Divide trailhead out there.
Okay, Jeff, thanks a lot for that update, and we will talk with you all next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.